Oklahoma has the highest incarceration rate of women in the nation. Dr. Susan Sharp devotes her life to educating both the public and her students about the reality of these women's lives. When I sat down with her, she was finishing up some emails behind her large wooden desk. The desk was covered with stacks of papers and had a very full calendar as the centerpiece. Before she became a busy professor, she was a busy single mom raising three kids. She graduated undergrad at 29 years old and got her PhD even later after her kids had grown older. She then came to the University of Oklahoma and has been here ever since.
Coming to the University of Oklahoma in my 40s, I was definitely behind the curve, having to play double up and catch up. And I guess the most surprising thing was how successful I've been.
What do you attribute your success to?
Mainly because I love what I do and I do what I love. I think that having the opportunity to teach is probably one of the greatest jobs in the world. I love my students. I never try to change their perspective. I just give them information and let them make their own decisions. And watching them reach conclusions and develop their own paths in life has been just an incredible journey for me.
You've won a lot of awards also for being a good teacher. What methods do you use for teaching your students?
I do a couple of things that I think really help. One is I bring my research into the classroom. So we talk about my research and I bring real people in to the classroom so that they can see not just data, but actually what the people are like. Currently, I'm taking a class to Mabel Bassett Prison every Tuesday night, and that class is half prisoners and half OU students, so highly educational for everyone involved. The other thing that I do is I'm very interactive with the students. I don't just do straight lecture. One thing that I've done is a poverty simulation where I create families and put the students in families, and they're given all the background on a family, and then every time they come to class, they get information on what's happened with that family, and they have to figure out budgets, make decisions, and it brings it home to them. It makes it much more real to them what poverty is really like.
Could you tell me about a time a student came to you and told you something that has affected them from the lecture?
I've been really blessed that way. I still hear from students from 15 years ago. Probably not a week goes by that I don't hear from a former student who brings up something that they learned in class. So I've been very, very fortunate.
Can you tell me something specific that you've heard recently?
Today I got an email from a former student who had decided she was in the prison class last year. And she had thought that she wanted to be a film and media specialist, and she has decided that she wants a career working with women coming out of prison. And I also had a women and gender studies student who has done tremendous things. Amina Ben Ali Ulhaj actually did a documentary based on my research, and that documentary has been shown all around the state. It's called Women Behind Bars, and so she's had a huge impact.
How did it make you feel to have a film based on the research you've done?
Well, I was excited for Amina. I was glad to have the stories told in a way that people could really understand who the women were, what their lives were like, and what they were living in prison.
What has been your biggest challenge in this?
I had to develop a thick skin. When Susan Marcus Mendoza and I did our original research, the Oklahoma Sentencing Commission asked us to do a study for them using the data, and we did the study, and a victims' rights group led by an assistant district attorney marched into the Sentencing Commission and demanded they not accept our report because it was a waste of taxpayers' money to study the families of prisoners. And it was very traumatic. I had reporters calling me about it and everything. And I had to learn that if you are going to study controversial topics, that everyone won't like you.
How have you learned to deal with that?
I believe everybody has the right to their opinion. I do as much as they do.
Sharp has published 3 peer-reviewed books. Her most recent was Mean Lives, Mean Laws, Oklahoma's Women Prisoners, published last year. She is also a co-editor and associate editor for 2 books to be published this year. For Assignment Radio, I'm Lydia Thieben.